As we mentioned, Governor Patterson is one of only two African-American governors in the country. He's New York's first African-American governor, and he hails from a prominent political family whose base is in the legendary Harlem neighborhood. So we wanted to hear what Harlemites and other political thinkers in New York are saying about all this. So we called Eleanor Tatum, publisher and editor-in-chief of the Amsterdam News. It's one of the country's most prominent African-American papers. Welcome. Thank you
Hello.
For joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, what's your reaction to all this as a longtime observer of the New York political scene?
Well, I got to tell you, you know, when we heard this coming down the pike, it was just absolute shock because we really did not expect the president to get involved in a matter like this in this way.
Why not?
Well, you know, how it came out, I guess we still really don't know who actually leaked it. But usually you would hope that things like this, if these conversations are going to take place, they don't take place in public. Because it just, I mean, it doesn't look good for the party, number one.
So is your objection that the president is involved at all? Or is it that this is, it's messy, that having this leak in this way is both embarrassing to the governor and embarrassing to the party?
Well, I think within a party, you need to be talking to each other. And when you do see issues, you need to address them. But to bring this out into the public and put it like this, it makes it very messy and very unfortunate. But again, conversations do have to be had. This conversation, I do not think was appropriate. I don't think the president needed to say this to the governor, because I think the governor, at the end of the day, will make the decision that is best for the state, for himself and his family, and for the party in
but
general.
But why not? Why not? As you heard Congressman Meeks just say that the president is the, you know, he's sort of the kind of the head of the Democratic Party. He is the top-ranked Democratic official in the country, that there is a lot riding on this election. New York tends to lead Democratic, but the Republican governors have been very competitive in the state, that redistricting is coming up, that there are a lot of issues on the table, and he feels he could drag down the rest of the ticket. Why shouldn't he be concerned and express it?
I am not saying that he shouldn't express it. I'm saying that these discussions always need to take place, and it doesn't matter whether a governor is doing very, very well or very, very poorly. There should be discussions taking place. But I'm saying for this to leak out the way that it did and for it to be out there and being played out in public is just not appropriate, in my opinion. You know, if they had these concerns, they should have been talking to him about how they can make it work so that he can continue to go forward.
What about the racial aspect of it, as we said, given that Governor Patterson occupies this unique historical position, as does Barack Obama? Does that kind of make it hurt a little more in a way?
Well, you know, you always wonder if it had been a governor who was white, if he would have been treated the same way, even from a black president. So that is an issue that does come up. And people are bringing that up, especially in the black community. They are wondering if there is a double standard in this particular case.
And I was going to ask you that. That was going to be my final question. What are you hearing from your sources, both political sources and from just your readers who are just interested in politics? As I mentioned, there are those who think the president's been a little too laid back in some of these areas, like, for example, in the whole question of who should succeed him in the Senate in Illinois. There are those who thought he wasn't aggressive enough and he needed to demonstrate that he is in charge and is going to make some of the hard decisions. Now, as you said, there are some people who are unhappy with it. What are people saying?
Well, in general, the community is behind Barack Obama. They're behind his health care plan and whatnot. But they're also very concerned about the treatment of a first black governor of the state of New York.
Do you think Patterson should run again?
Do I?
Unfortunately, I think, now that this has become public, I understand you think these should be closed door conversations. But now that it
right,
is public,
well,
what do you
actually
think?
I'm going to reiterate what the congressman said, that it's a decision that he needs to make. The fact of the matter is we need to keep New York Democratic. I still think that that Patterson has a chance to be able to do that. And I wouldn't be so quick to say, no, he shouldn't run, because I don't think it's that, may I say, black and white, yes, that he could win or he could not win. We do know that Giuliani is sitting out there in the wings and that he may decide that he would run against Patterson. And I know that we do not want to see Giuliani as governor of this state.
Okay. We have to leave it there for now. Eleanor Tatum is the publisher and editor-in-chief of the Amsterdam News. Eleanor Tatum, please come back and see us again.
Thank you for having me.
She joined us from our bureau in New York.